Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says so, I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Freedom Radio on this Thursday night, and I tell you what, it's getting so psycho out there, I don't know what to think about it anymore. What about you, Russell?
And brother, let me tell you what, I don't know what to think. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's absolutely mind-boggling, but these guys are really good. They've got everybody's attention on Ukraine over there, all right? Ukraine, I really don't care about Ukraine. Ukraine was nothing but a money laundering, child and drug trafficking hub. Bowed down to
the bio labs,
bio weapons labs. I mean, you know, and I don't get me wrong, I do have sympathy for the Ukrainian people, but you know, you let your country turn into a cesspool, and you reap what you sow. And before people get to saying yada 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 anything like it, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We're headed to the same friggin' place as Ukraine. Okay, we got intermissions here. Okay, let's just. I'm just gonna do a quick. I'm just gonna do a quick little rundown. We can get all this deeper. Okay, Joseph.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Russia invaded Ukraine to make the Ukrainian president a hero, you know, a guy who ran the friggin' child trafficking, drug trafficking, money laundering, weapons destruction labs and stuff like that. Now, you got to ask yourself, and of course, you know, I've said this several times, it should be a well-known fact to everyone right now who's bothered to look, you had Nathan Rothschild sending a email to the UK saying that Ukraine was critical to the global order, they couldn't let Ukraine fall. But, you know, you kind of got to ask yourself, okay, so you've got that going on. 595,000 oil, wasn't that much oil, okay? The prices started going up when Biden was illegally and unconstitutionally inaugurated, started doing everything he could to kill the American energy industry. Now, this good part, okay, so you had this COVID masquerade and stuff, and they used that, oh my God, you know, it weakened the supply chain, all right? They're worried about Ukraine's borders, but ours are fucking wide open. They're letting these fuckers pour in unabated, okay? So all of a sudden, right here with the elections coming up, you know, you've got a relapse of COVID in China, which is where probably 70% of our manufacturing is, as far as good goes. So you've already got a weakened supply chain. The Democrats and most Republicans are absolutely ecstatic about the price of energy right now. They couldn't be fucking happier. And then, you know, Russia and China are allies, and Russia, you know, asked China for some help and stuff like that. Now, if you were a smart player, how would you help your buddy? I'm going to tell you right now how you'd help them. You'd suddenly have a flare up with COVID again. You'd have to shut down operations, shut down plants, and with the supply chains already weakened, the cost of everything moving and what few things would move would go up.
Oh,
and
they're running out of money, by the way.
So what you've actually got going here is you have Russia and China aiding our government. And I say our government because you're sitting there thinking fucking Republicans ain't a part of this. You need to get you an attorney, have them send your institution a higher learning. Letter against them for breach of contract, okay? Because over in the box of rocks, all right? So you're watching this happen. Now, what's going to happen? Food's going to get higher shortages. You're going to have chaos. You're going to have riots. Oh, my God, we have to have martial law. Our economy's going to break. What most people don't realize right now, and I don't know if anybody else is pointing it out, we may be breaking this, Joseph. But of course, everybody knows that Biden called Saudi Arabia to beg for more production, and they didn't even bother to answer the phone. It went to voicemail. Well, now Saudi.
Yeah, I saw that.
Said, and now Saudi has come out and said, you know what? We made Christ our all Christ via the yen, the Chinese yen. Okay, well, if that happens, America dollar is no longer the leading currency in the world. This economy is going to crash in a way that's going to make the Great Depression look like a picnic.
And just a few days ago on the 9th, the 9th of this month, Biden signed an executive order for digital currency to take place. Okay? And you hit the nail on the head because I was talking this today with somebody. And when that takes effect, like Russell was just saying, our money's going to be worth $0 in the market. It's actually there at that point now. If you look and check, it's at 38 cents right now. 38 cents what our money's worth.
You know, we've told everybody this is coming. It's been very successful. They're keeping in between social media and Ukraine, body's distracted, and they're just rolling right along. And then they've got people, and you're kind of one of these that, oh, my God, we're going to get him in the midterm. Yeah, man. Tell me what fucking Republicans have done in the last year. Any of y'all, tell me one damn
preach it, Russell, preach it. Preach it, Russell.
The Republicans have done in the last year to stop any of this. Let me answer you that question for you. Not a silk, nothing. Not a motherfucking thing. All right?
They're all in bed together with this. We said this and said this over and over. I mean, even I said this the other day when I was digging deeper. You know, you've heard me say many times and many arguments I've gotten in with the Republican committee about all this bullshit because they're not doing a damn thing. You know, I argued for 4 hours with the state senator and stuff. I go, you know, you guys are so full of shit. You're nothing but a Judas.
Yeah,
every one of you. Every one of you. They didn't like what I had to say. You know?
No,
but
they don't.
And
you still have idiots out there. This election's going to be just as fraud. People, you're going to vote? No, I'm not going to waste
my time. I'm sorry, Russell, but there's not going to be. There won't be any.
This one's just as rigged as the last one. They never fixed the last one. Nobody went to jail. There was no real fucking investigation. You know, nothing. They did absolutely motherfucking nothing.
Not a damn thing. And I'm sorry to say this. There ain't going to be an election. Even Virgil agreed with me on it because he's starting to see it. And I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
What you just said earlier, there's two new viruses that came out, one in China and one in Europe. Okay? When those start, you know, spreading all over, and they're predicting within 2 weeks it'll hit the United States. But what's happening in 2 weeks, everybody? Think about it. What's going on in 2 weeks? Early voting.
Well, let me tell you something, man. I don't give a fuck. I don't think most American people are going to buy into any more of this virus bullshit. I really do not. That don't mean they're not going to try to pull it. They're not going to go forward with it, but. I really don't think that much of America's going to buy into it. But where their fallacy is most of them have fallen for the mainstream media that, oh, there was nothing wrong with the last election. And, you know, you've got Bill Barr coming out and saying that, this one and that one. And, and this is a little bit off topic, but I want to say this one more time because I turned on TV for a minute just to see who was saying what. And, oh, my God, they're going on with this Putin is a war criminal thing. Let me ask you one question, audience. Let me ask you one question. Between Bush 43 and Obama, all right, you're talking 16 years there, okay? How many billions were they responsible for the deaths of? Does anybody know? Would anybody like to take a guess?
Repeat that again. You broke up in between sentences.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they were talking about Putin being a war criminal and all this, and, civilians are dying. Oh, it's such a horrible thing. Let me ask you this. Between Bush 43 and how many civilian deaths were they responsible for? Okay, and the count's only up to the Obama administration. All right, that's as far as we got for. Would anybody like to take a guess?
Probably
200,000 plus civilians were fucking killed by the orders. When I say that, I'm talking about the war we were in, okay? You know, what's that? A quarter of a million innocent women and children were killed by Bush 43 and Obama.
And nobody cried.
I hear anybody saying war crimes or anything like that. When we had shock and awe going on in Iraq, was anybody worried about the brutality of it all? Oh, my God, they're just bombing the shit out of these poor people.
It's all propaganda, brother.
They didn't care. You know, when you're right, you're right and stuff. And the last time we were right anywhere in a war was in fucking World War II. And that's when General Steele crashed the war, and we killed our enemies, and we killed our enemies, and we kept killing them. So they got so sick of the killing, they begged for the killing to stop and unconditional surrender.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you win a war. Yep. There's no way a war should run 16, 20 motherfucking years like we did in Iraq and Afghanistan and fucking Vietnam and Korea quite that long. But, ladies and gentlemen, you better wake up and understand this is not and here's a cold hard fact that nobody wants to talk about. Iraq and Afghanistan, two countries that we killed over 200,000 civilians in, men, women, and children, stuff like that.
Destroyed hospitals.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody tell me why we went to war there. And don't say 9/11, because let me tell you something. We weren't attacked by Iraq. We wasn't attacked by Iraq.
Exactly.
We were attacked by Saudi Arabia. We were attacked by Saudi.
And then also because of the misinformation that was given by the intelligence committee back then, given false information, which did that, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
bought into it.
But still, that wasn't a reason for us to go in there. If that was a reason to go to war, why did we go to war with Ukraine? I'll answer that question for you. So the bioweapons lab were doing the work for us.
Well, what I'm seeing, brother, and I'm seeing George Soros, I'm seeing all these Hollywood demonic delights come out screaming and hollering. I'm seeing all these NWO supporters coming out supporting Ukraine. Now, what did that tell me? Putin is over there cutting off the snake's head, and they're upset about it. They're pissed because it cuts into their money, where all those billions of dollars gets transferred. It cuts into everything. Okay.
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Russia is taking on the new world order. That does not make them good guys. Putin is not a good guy. He's a cold, calculating, black-hearted fucking asshole. And he's not going to let anyone have power over his power. His country, and don't think China ain't the same way. Now, these idiots in Washington, D.C., they bought all into this and stuff. So
China's
Russia have naturally become allies of some sort, okay? Not sure mm-hmm. what that is, but it is beneficial for both of them, for the United States mm-hmm. economy to fail. Washington, D.C. wants our economy to fail. There's not a swinging mm-hmm. dick in fighting for the American people. And things are getting worse by the friggin' day. I mean, let me tell you something, like, Jim, you want to know what the real inflation rate is? Probably somewhere between 15% and 20%. They tell you 7.5% inflation.
I think it's higher than that.
Let me tell you something, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, and the numbers they use to come up with that 7.5. Food.
I think it's a lot higher than that.
Food and fuel is not used. Food is not put into that equation, and fuel is not put into that equation, all right? So it's probably a good 15 to 20% inflation right now. I mean, a gallon of milk is now $3.50.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like I was saying the other day, my friend, is that I went down the other day. Just about a couple of little things that I was needing. What was it? Three cans of soup. Okay. This is what I bought. 3 cans of soup, 2 cans of Vienna sausages, 3 cans of peaches, and a loaf of bread, and some lunch meat. You know, not very much. Guess how much all that costed me? Almost $70. When it normally costs me $25.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you know, this is all part of it. And the American people don't see it. They've got American people waving the flag. Oh, we need to do more for Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, gas prices. You people are the dumbest bunch of fucking
rocks
they could have.
On a good note, though, I went to the meat market, which is just down the road over here, to order some meat. Got 8 pounds of hamburger meat. Got 7 pounds of bacon. 3 pounds of pork chops. And guess how much all that cost me? Way cheaper than what it cost me at Walmart. It was like $45. If I got it at Walmart or somewhere, it would have cost me over $200 just for that. So
you know, and you know, we did,
you know,
in the last year, and maybe a little year and a half ago, we did, you know, the show. We talked on the show about how they were paying farmers to let their fields lay fallow and produce, or they were going to lose. I mean, they were being threatening, or they're going to lose their subsidies. You know, this is just been going on and fucking on and on, and it's coming to apex of it, Joseph.
Oh yeah.
You know,
and
the American people are just as dumb today as they were 8 years ago when we started this, man. You know.
Well, now I was reading where they're going to try to make it illegal for you to grow your own food. Just reading about that.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying, man. They want you. They want everybody, and they know that there's 71 million of us that ain't gonna take it. We're gonna stand up. So they need to bring in 71 million illegals to replace us. You know,
exactly.
They might kill us.
Well, it's like I was just reading before we got on the show. I was reading an article about the Texas border here in a couple of days. It's going to be overrun once that new law kicks in, because they bypassed the Trump immigration laws and everything. That's fixing to expire. They're expecting about 70,000 migrants to swarm in on that day here in just a couple of days. Once
but
that expires.
Joseph, that's bullshit. They can't do that. They can't.
I hope not. I hope it's bullshit.
That's a bullshit story. That is. But they will find a way to make them. They will find a way to give them amnesty or make them legal. But they can't do nothing like that. They'll have to do it.
Right.
And I mean, and the Republicans are giving them everything they want. So I mean, you know, what's up? You know, it's just
what's up with that? I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here thinking the other day, brother, I'm like, you know, here I am, barely making it on disability and everything. I'm trying to find ways to make the money so I can survive, which I'm doing and everything, but whenever you find a way, they take it away from you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want you to survive.
No, absolutely not.
And it's like, well, fuck, what can I do now, you know, so... But right now, with the inflation going up, and here's my research that I'm doing, metal has gone up, like copper. Copper has gone up to $5 a pound now. It was $3 a pound. Now it's $5 a pound. So I'm doing that on the side, collecting copper. But it's not worth my while yet to go down and cash that all in, you know, and everything. But gold has gone up. I mean, metal's going up. Everything is going up in that market. But they stop you at that end to where you can't really do anything. You know, they're going to tax you on it. Everything you do now, they're going to tax you. They're even thinking about taxing you on breathing the air you're breathing right now. They want to do that. I was reading that on the omnibus bill. They want to tax you 15%. Figure that out. Have you read that omnibus bill?
No, I haven't read any of that. I think some of that...
There's all kinds of weird shit on there, man.
I think that kind of stuff is straight-up bullshit. But they're going to hit us any way they can. That's some fucking far-right Looney Tunes shit right there.
right. I don't know, brother. It's just... I don't know. The way it's so cycle right now that it's like, well, you know, I talked to a friend of mine yesterday, a Democrat. Her and I were both talking, and they're not my roommate. This is a good friend of mine. Her and I were both, she goes, God damn. She goes, I don't know what to think. She goes, this whole thing is nuts. I go, yeah, I know. I go, now do you believe me in what we've been trying to tell you? What's going on? She goes, yeah, my eyes are fully open. But she goes, I don't know what to think right now. You know, but I don't know. I feel there's not going to be no election. There isn't going to be no election, so don't get your hopes up. But me and Carmelita, did Carmelita call you the other day to talk to you about what we talked about?
She tried to call me. I missed her call and hadn't had a chance to return it yet.
Oh, okay, I'll fill you in and you can talk to her about it. What we talked about, she has a friend of hers, and I know this friend very well. He's in the high ups, and I'm not going to give his name or anything. And he is predicting that by midsummer, we possibly may be at nuclear war. There's 100% possibility of going that route and he said the reason for that, because of everything that's going on, and stuff, but he said, you really need to keep an eye on Iran and Iraq because they're the ones that's going to instigate it, but they're going to push China into it. And he said, possibility, 100% chance, that's what might happen in the midsummer. If that happens, we're all gone. You know, and he hasn't been wrong. He hasn't been wrong.
He's throwing around words like 100% chance. He's full of shit. Because 100% chance means it's happening. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you look at what's going on now, and it's this major friend of hers that she talks to us about all the time, and everything. But it's because of everything that's going on, you know. But yet, I have to agree with you because I kind of don't see it happening. Because if they kill us, destroy all of us. Who are they going to control and rule? then you're going to have nothing.
Well, the thing is, you don't destroy stuff that you want to take possession of, all right? Now, might they do some tactical nuclear strikes? That could possibly happen, but as far as just, the all-out apocalyptic nuclear war and stuff like that, just have to get way dumber than what they are now. And, you have to ask yourself, what the fuck is it exactly? We know Putin didn't like the bioweapons labs there. NATO kept pushing Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And Putin told him, back off,
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like him or not, Putin was pushed into a corner on this one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not,
mm-hmm.
and he's relent. But if he does take Ukraine, what kind of evidence is going to be brought out? And
well, he brought some out already.
The Ukrainian, which equal to their DOJ, has already came out and named all kinds of crimes that Biden and his families are tied to.
Oh, yeah.
There.
There's a piece that came out by New York Times, and I was surprised that they even put it out about Hunter's laptop. They said, this is a disinformation. This is, and we're finally going to admit, but this is actually the truth of what's going on. And I'm like, wow, that came from New York Times. I'm shocked, and everything. But even that laptop, everything is coming out. But still, brother, it's like, what's the real true reason? What's the real target? What's the real target that I don't want us to look at? That's the thing.
For some reason, that freaking email from Nathaniel Rothschild to the UK government, keeps circling it back to. But the thing is, so according to him, Ukraine is key to the global order, the New World Order, whatever you choose to call it. But why? What have we missed that's going on in Ukraine that makes it so fucking important?
Well, it's like I told my friend last night, and this opened her eyes. And it's not my roommate, but it's my other friend I was just telling you about. She kind of thought about it. But it's like I told her, and you mentioned this many times, would you want that shit close to your borders?
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't think that's it, man. We're missing the key. It doesn't have nothing to do with bioweapon labs. It doesn't have nothing to do with child human trafficking, drug trafficking, money laundering. Mm-hmm. What are we
it's
missing?
It's something much bigger. Maybe
Ukraine key to the global order, as Nathaniel Rothschild put it. What the fuck are we missing? We're missing.
Could it be where the Antichrist might be showing up? Could it be that, or maybe could it be some of the huge, big evidence where these entire world leaders? Maybe the evidence is there. Maybe that's what. Maybe it could bring them all down.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. But you can destroy that kind of evidence and stuff, I don't know what it
is. But you never know.
The big enough of this Lewinsky guy. And I tell you what, it stinks of Hollywood, high and low. And you know, good. And I hate to say it because it is such a fucking reach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm fixing to go way the fuck out here in right field, okay, Joseph?
Go ahead.
Could Lewinsky be the Antichrist?
Could be. I was thinking right along the same line. I mean, there's a lot of tie-ins with her, but look, yesterday they just brought down half of Walt Disney employees with the human trafficking connected somehow with all this that's going on. There's a lot more than what we're being told. Two Walmart centers, different states, main manufacturers burnt to the ground for some reason. One yesterday, one today. So two big Walmart distribution centers, main centers. Okay, we know they're part of the NWO. Two of those main factories, one in Indiana and another one, I can't remember where it was at, burnt to the ground. One yesterday, one today. Big factories. So something's going on.
Well, it's that's part of destroying supply chain or food chain or whatever you have it. So if you're going to bring the people to their knees,
that's one way to do it.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. And as I said before on this very show, who's the individual who owns farmland?
China does.
No. Bill.
China
and
Russia. Bill Gates. Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
He owns more of it than anyone does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's a fucking globalist, depopulation. So, you know, you got to stand there waiting for Trump to come and shop MRE. And whether they get something to eat or not depends on whether or not they comply. Well, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's why they want to, you know. Well, we said this too for many years. The best way to capture the United States is how? Destroy it within. And that's what we're basically seeing. They're destroying us with inside our own country, little by little. You know.
Oh yeah.
And everything. So it's a big puzzle. You know, it's a huge puzzle.
It's kind of funny how all the pieces are just really kind of coming together. And you know, like I said, if you're gonna help your buddy, if you're China, you're gonna help your buddy Russia, and you want to do it on the QT, so nobody really knows and you don't draw any fire, how would you do that make the supply chain shorter?
All right, create a big war. Draw everybody to
you know, supply chain order, and then you got Saudi Arabia involved. You know what I'm saying? They're considering pricing their oil instead of by the U.S. dollar, by the yen.
There's a little story behind that too that I read. I'm going to pass that on to you. I'm going to send it to you. That I read up on this. According to what I was reading, the World Globalist Alliance, okay, the NWO, had told everybody they need to have everybody switch to digital money sometime by May or June. To have everybody switched over.
That ain't gonna
How true that is, I don't know. But with these psychopaths, you don't know. I don't know, brother. I don't know. With these psychopaths, anything's possible. I mean, they are willing to kill us. They want to kill us so bad they hate us. They hate us with a passion, and nobody sees it. They hate us.
You're not gonna do that by May or June. That's not even a realm of reality.
Exactly.
We know they've been pushing towards that for a long time. Now we do know that fact, and they're still pushing toward it. But short of the U.S. economy completely collapsing, you're not going to do that by May or June.
Exactly. Exactly. And I see it coming probably within a couple of months. We're going to see a huge stock market crash. I've seen that big time. It's going to crash.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, eventually it is going to. There's no doubt about that because right now I'm surprised that it hasn't already because there's absolutely nothing out there that's keeping the stock market propped up right now.
It's like Karen Bodine and I talked about today, and she's our friend that's running for career. They're printing money, but what are they backing this money up with? They're not backing this money they're printing it up with. They're not backing it whatsoever. And what's going to happen? Yeah. It's going to crash the market a little bit. It's going to crash the economy.
Well,
inflation.
Inflation
is going to be so high.
People think this is a new phenomenon, what you were just talking about, but it's not, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. That's not.
That's been going on since 1973.
Yep.
Richard Milhouse Nixon took the United States off the gold standard. Our money has been nothing but based on our economy and what the American people produce. And that dollar bill is that cryptocurrency is not backed by anything, and this ain't or that ain't. They're, right now, the central bank, which is why we go to war with these countries that aren't part of the central bank, that money they're printing is backed by nothing. It might as well be toilet paper.
It's
nothing but a promissory note. That's all it is.
Yep. And, I don't know, brother. I'm just watching the world burn. It's burning big time. And, that's, amazing to see everybody, what the fuck? Everybody's kind of coming out of it, but they still want to be in denial about it, and everything too, and stuff. But I don't know. I'm going to say shit's going to happen pretty quick. It's happening fast now, but it's going to happen more fast. It's going to even be faster now because they're headed for a deadline.
Things are coming back, and stuff. Now you even have the New York Times coming out and go, Hunter Biden's laptop was authentic. It wasn't made up or da-da-da, any of that. Mm-hmm. So, but who's going to do anything to enforce it? Because the Republicans voted for all these fucking far left wing socialist fuckers to get the cabinet jobs they did. They voted along with the fucking
Democrats. 68 of them. Yeah, they sure did.
We
didn't have time to read which did it, so we just passed it so we can read it. What the fuck, you guys? You could have postponed it.
Yeah,
so you got it all
red. I got to say, hey, bro, I gotta take my dogs out, man.
So, well, it's that time anyway.
I hate to leave, but I gotta go. Okay.
It's that time anyway, brother. We'll be back here on Monday night and everything and stuff. I didn't realize we passed time, but anyhow, we're glad you joined us and stuff. So y'all be safe. Be careful out there. And we'll see you Monday night, same time. Be careful out there. You don't know what to expect.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.